It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday, the 27th of August, and here I am again behind the microphone in our lovely studio at RFI, looking through the mirror at our ace, recording engineer, Elodie, who can not only record your shows and make everything great, she can also crochet little eeny weeny booties for her godchild that are pretty cute. Anyway, I've been in the U.S. with my husband, my daughter, and my husband's niece, and we had a great trip. I'm from Texas and California, so every time we go to the U.S., we always start in California and wend our way west to Texas, and we completely neglect the other side of that huge country, the right coast, more properly known as the East Coast. My 14-year-old daughter Mathilde had never been to New York, so that's where we started, and it was great to see that magical city with new eyes. Needless to say, my little French niece Margot had never been there either. We did everything. Well, you can hardly say that, but boy, did we hit all the high spots. The Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty, Rockefeller Center, lunch on a rooftop overlooking the city, and a rooftop in New York, you know what that means, like 100 billion stories high. The Museum of Modern Art, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Natural History Museum, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, a jazz club where we all danced. Oh, just saying, all that makes me tired. There was time in there, of course, to spend time with my East Coast friends, whom I so rarely see and whom I so dearly love. Then we went down to Washington, D.C. on the train. Again, saw all the big sights, the White House, of course, the Lincoln Memorial, Museum Row. We even went out to Mount Vernon, George Washington's farm. George Washington, if you remember, was the first U.S. president, and his garden is still flourishing. We had jam made from fruits out of George Washington's garden. That's pretty cool. To say nothing of being with my D.C. friends, whom I also don't see nearly enough, and whom I also dearly love. And if that's not enough, then we all flew down to Northwest Florida to see my big old grown-up niece. How is it that the girl whose diapers I changed is now changing her own children's diapers? Yes, I am a grand aunt, and a proud one, too. My little great-niece and nephew are adorable. Everyone was happy, and there we did nothing but swim and laugh. We were all pretty tired by the time we got there. Traveling is wonderful, but exhausting, don't you find? Then we came back to France, and we all went to my in-laws' house in Brittany. The entire family was there, including the cat and dog, all 13 of us. It was a big old noisy mess and great fun. And here I am back in Paris, and with you, and happy to be, too.
Hi, this is Samuel Francis from Jamaica, the tropical island in the Caribbean. Yaman.
Still to come, a listener mailbag, but first, the quiz. On the 18th of June, thinking about women and their numerous accomplishments, I asked you about the first woman in space. You were to send in the name of the first woman in space and the year of her space flight. The answer is Valentina Tereshkova. Valentina Vladimirovna Tereshkova, to be completely correct. She was on board the Vostok 6 spacecraft, which blasted off on the 16th of June, 1963. Tereshkova was born in 1937 and is still with us. In fact, she carried the Olympic flag during the 2014 Winter Olympics opening ceremony. And listen to this. Before she became a cosmonaut, Tereshkova was a textile factory assembly worker. How about that for a career change? The winners are Maruv Dewan, a longtime member of the RFI Listeners Club back when David Page called it the Club 9516, remember? There are a lot of you out there. Maruv Dewan lives in Espoo, Finland. Welcome back, Maruv. From Kumasi, Ghana, John Taylor is a winner this week, as is RFI Listeners Club member S. Sanjay Aravindhan from Chennai, India. From Kathmandu, Nepal, Ms. Resha Prakash had the answer right. And speaking of women and their accomplishments, Resha Prakash has just finished her studies for a nursing degree and will soon start working at a local hospital. Congratulations, Resha. Last but not least on the winner's list is Ali Raban from the Karatoya Listeners Club in Sirajganj, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. And now for this week's quiz, and it will be easy, really easy. Earlier this week, the official announcement we all knew was coming finally came. A certain Frenchman announced he will seek his party's nomination to run for the presidential office in next year's election. His name is definitely known to you, and the question is already so easy, I'm not giving you any clues. Send me the name of the man who on Monday announced his decision to put his name forward as a candidate for the French presidential elections next year. You have until September 26th to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on October 1st to see if your answer wins the prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Remember, you can also send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen cell phone. Just dial your country's international access code or plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Be sure you include your mailing address in the text, and if you have one, include your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
And remember, if you send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone, be sure you include your mailing address. I can't call or text from that phone, so there's no way you can win if I don't have your address. Well, you can win, but you can't get a present if I don't have an address for you, and I imagine you do want a present. Be sure you check out the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages for a lot of great photos. There are pictures of Paris taken by Brother Nomula Srinivas Rao when he was here, and also pictures of Rakshabandhan, which he celebrated with his inspiring sister, Dr. Hemalata. Happy belated Rakshabandhan, Srinu, and happy belated Rakshabandhan to you too, Bai. Thanks for your note. Mohammed El Said Abd El Rahim from Alexandria in Egypt was on the beach and feeling good. Be sure you see the pictures he took and read what he had to say about it. Quite poetic, in fact. There's football photos, too, from the RFI Golden DX Club in Murshidabad, India, sent by Dr. Siddhartha Sarkar, the club's president. The final match in their tournament will be played tomorrow. May the best team win.
It's very nice to go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome.
That wraps up the Sound Kitchen for today. Many thanks to my colleague Hadrian Tourault for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
The mamsells and fräulein and the senoritas are sweet, but they can't compete 'cause they just don't have what the models have on Madison Ave. It's very nice to be footloose with just a toothbrush and comb. It's oh so nice to be footloose, but your heart starts singing when you're homeward winging across the phone. And you know your fate is where the Empire State is. all you contemplators, the view from Miss Liberty's dome. It's very nice to go traveling, but it's oh so nice to come home. Find the Machen and the gay muchachas are rare, but they can't compare with that sexy line that parades each day at Sunset and Vine. It's quite the life to play gypsy and roam as gypsies will roam. It's quite the life to play gypsy, but your heart starts singing when you're homeward winging across the foam and the Hudson River. Makes you start to quiver like the latest flivver that's simply dripping with chrome. It's very nice to go traveling, but it's old. So nice to come home. No more customs. Burn the passport. No more packing and unpacking. Light the home fires. Get my slippers. Make a pizza.